most of our equipment started as sort of screws in wood. I botched up a new and improved receiver and then took it out and installed it on the station and waited in the hope that someone would detect the difference in improvement, you know. But it was a dead loss. If you were at Dover, you need, let's say, about a microvolt of signal, and it is a spotting chance that it make its way through the receiver and become a little dot on a cathode ray tube. The jamming signal, when it was turned on, was about 1 volt. Well, you understand, it took a lot of optimism, really, to think I knew something about this. But we kept trying, of course. What else, you know? But there were some very clever ideas that never worked too well, because I think the Germans were sitting there having clever ideas as well, of course.